survey says it's 6 o'clock, time for Family Feud. Now, here's your host, Grant Denyer.
Welcome to Family Feud, everybody, the show where answering some very simple questions can get you $10,000 and maybe even a brand new car, which would be awesome. Time to meet our new families, if you like. But welcome back first, our carryover champs who are here with us on their second night in a row from Victoria. It's the Isaacs family. Wow, we just made that up right then and it was amazing.
It was good, man.
Alan, who's on board?
As before, my beautiful wife, Fallon, my sister-in-law, Claudia, and her partner, Alex.
Ace, good work, team. Best of luck to all four of you, in fact. And ready to take them on tonight from Victoria, let's hear it for the Luxmore family.
Okay. Hi, Grant.
Lovely to see you.
Yes, and
how
you?
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks.
Welcome along. Would you mind introducing us to Australia?
Yes, sure. This is my sister, Marnie, also known as the smart one, Ryan, also known as the funny one, and Cassie, also known as the freakishly strong one.
Really?
Yes.
There's a story or two in there. Fun night ahead, everybody. Righto, team captains, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name a romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal. Alan.
I would say restaurant.
In a restaurant. Ooh, close. Can you beat it?
How about the beach?
How about that? Oh. When the freakishly strong one says play, you better play.
There's no choice.
Name a romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal.
I'm going to go straight to the top with Eiffel Tower.
Wow, that is pretty cool. That'd be a nice way to do it.
City of love.
So the only boy in the family?
Yes, yes.
What's that like?
I was going to say it has its benefits, but... No.
It's kind of a weird thing to say, really.
Yeah,
it has its benefits.
No, it's great.
I'm the only one who can grow a beard.
And here it is.
And it's an awesome beard.
Yeah, you got to play to your strengths.
I'm a little bit jealous, too, just quietly.
I'll give you some tips out back later.
Nice. Let's do that. Romantic. This is already romantic.
I was wondering if you felt that too.
I haven't forgotten you, Alan.
He moves on quick.
Name a romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal. Ryan.
I'm going to go... really not confident with this one. May I start with that one?
Not a great start.
No. Rooftop. I'm not feeling any better about this answer now. Right?
Ryan wants to take me to the rooftop. Surprising. Hi, Cassie.
Hi.
Great to have you with us.
Thanks.
Baby of the family?
Yep.
Oh, what's with this freakish strength?
I think it just came from the fact that I used to beat Ryan at everything.
Does that say more about your strength or his lack of it?
I would say the lack of.
And that's why it's called Family Feud. Name a romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal.
Maybe a park.
Let's see park on the board. Boom.
They're pretty good, yeah.
Romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal, Kate?
By a river.
On the river.
Riverside.
On the riverbank.
Yes.
Strike two. Okay, the Isaacs family could steal. Marnie, it's up to you.
I've gone blank.
Okay.
And I'm just going to throw out a...
Just do it.
..cafe.
You're gonna...
Over a latte.
Name a romantic place someone might use for a marriage proposal. A cafe with a latte in your hand. Third strike. Isaacs. You romantic, you. Alex, what would you say?
I'm gonna say a sporting arena.
Is that what I have to look forward to?
I don't know. You should answer that question.
Yeah.
Do you?
No.
Claudia.
I think an overseas holiday.
Yeah, I like that. Fallon?
Hot air balloon.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Alan, hey, some cool answers. Well, there were two cool answers.
Yeah, there were. I'm going to have to go with the wife again. The hot air balloon.
Is it you're going with it because it's, she's your wife or because it's a great
answer?
It's
a great answer.
I like that! Show me hot air balloon! Yo!
Isaac's jumped to 73 in our opening round, and if they're going to win for 5 nights in a row, they'll be taking home the amazing all-new Mitsubishi Outlander. Now, the Outlander, it seats 5 with features including Mitsubishi's multi-communication system, dusk-sensing headlights, CVT auto with paddle shift, and hill start control even. Now, here's a question for everybody playing along at home. I want the top answer to this one. What is the most common colour of lingerie ladies wear? There's an interesting question. I don't know whether everyone can play that one at home, but best of luck. We'll be back after this to find out. Let's compare answers. Welcome back to Family Feud, with two families are competing for the chance to win $10,000. Before the break, I set you the challenge. What is the most common colour of lingerie that ladies wear? And the answer was...
Black!
Black. That is the first time every single man in the audience had an answer. Well done. Fallon, Marnie, let's play.
Okie dokie. We surveyed 100 people and the top 8 answers are on the board. Name the worst part of your body to get sunburned. Fallon?
You're back.
You're back.
Face.
On your face.
Woo! Pass or play? You play.
Name the worst part of your body to get sunburn.
I'm gonna go feet.
His feet. Pass.
I don't know if it's a common one that everybody would think of, but I know it's terrible when you get the backs of your knees, like the back of your legs burnt.
Just
that's horrible.
That's the only bit?
Or just like the back of your legs.
So you're, yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, the back of your knees.
That would surprise me.
Hey, this is going well for you guys.
It is. Running out of body parts.
Name the worst part of your body to get sunburned.
Well, it's on your face, but I think
your schnoz.
Your nose, yeah. Your honker, yep.
What about the honker? Let's keep the good times going, Marnie. Let's keep the good times going.
Shoulders?
Shoulders are annoying.
Yep, hate that.
Mine's a bit hairy, so it doesn't happen often, but I'm going to go stomach.
Is it on the board? That's only your first strike, so still going okay. Cassie?
The tops of your ears?
Yeah, your ears. Oh. Second strike, righto. The Isaacs could steal, which they have done before.
Mm-hmm.
Kate?
Okay. I'm going to have to say, chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chest.
That's annoying.
Let's see chest on the board. One left on the board, Marnie.
What have I got left?
Arms.
Arms. Is number 3 for the win to get these guys some points? Arms. No, it's not. Okay, it's over to the Isaacs for the steal. Alex.
Neck.
Claudia.
Underarms.
Underarms. How do you sunbake?
I'm going to say neck as well.
Neck. Alan, you're the boss. Some great options. What are you going to go with? What's the best option?
Well, it has happened to me before, so we'll say neck.
Excellent. Neck?
Neck.
For the steal, neck. Oh, no, it stops. That's some points go to the last scores. This is what we're looking for. It's number 3. Bottom. Oh, bottom. Who's filling out these surveys? A lot of fun, though. Double points right now, everybody. What a close game. Look at this. 81 to 73. Nice and tight. Claudia, Ryan, let's play. We surveyed 100 people and the top 6 answers are on the board. Name a type of class a couple might take together. Oh, close, but you were first.
Dancing.
Dancing class. Ooh, pass the plate.
Alex? A dancing class?
No.
You're not real smooth on the D floor?
I'm not too bad.
Yeah?
Not too bad.
Yeah?
I'm not as good as some of my partners here, but...
Jeez. How many do you have? Oh, sorry. I'm
not on my TV,
right. These guys here. Yeah, sorry. Is Claudia a bit of a dancer, is she?
Yes.
Ah.
Don't pull me out there.
Name a type of class a couple might take together.
You know those baby classes? How, like, they have the... A baby class.
Excellent. Yeah. Baby classes. How about you, Alan? Name a type of class a couple might take together, Alan.
I think... It's a good idea for everyone, I reckon. It would be cooking.
A cooking class?
Yeah, a cooking class.
That's pretty cool. Let's see cooking on the board. There you are. What else?
Marriage classes. So, not that we need it.
Mm-hmm. They need some help, everyone.
Oh dear.
Why need? Who needs to go to counselling when you're like getting it here almost? Claudia.
I think a gym class.
A gym class is a good answer, is it there? No, it's not. Alex.
Gym class was going to be my answer.
Well, too late.
Too late. How about a baking class? Probably not going to be there, but I don't know.
Yeah, but a baking class sounds...
Cooking's already
Sounds fun. Strike two. Righto. Luxmores, you guys can steal potentially, so have a think. Alan.
Maybe golfing lessons.
Have a type of class a couple might take together, and Alan says golfing lessons. That's three strikes. Luxmores, righto, Cass.
Maybe learning a language.
Nice, romantic. Ryan.
Yoga. Not that I've done it with my partner.
Marnie.
Art class.
Art class, like that. Kate, some great options here. Family's delivering for you. Up to you to decide, though.
I'm a huge fan of the movie Ghost.
Yep.
So I'm going to go with a pottery class.
That's kind of cool. You mean the bit of the movie where they sort of do this? They make that bit and they mould a bowl. That's how it goes. It's one of the most beautiful romantic scenes ever. Why are they laughing?
I wasn't imagining that happen, but yes.
Were you glad that it did?
Absolutely.
Take middle pottery class. No! Six. Language. Oh dear, that was Cassie's.
Oh.
As beautiful and fun that moment was where you and I did a bit of pottery together, a bit of mime pottery. There were two correct answers on the end.
It was worth it.
Forever the optimist. I loved it too, just quietly. The points are 227 to 81. Righto, if you can't get enough of Family Feud, then find us on 10 Play, where you can catch all the highlights of the show and also bits that don't make it into the on-air episodes, although quite a bit of crazy stuff seems to be happening here tonight. Just head to 10 Play and look for the official Family Feud section and all the details you'll need are right there after the break. It's still anybody's game. You know what? Triple Points is coming up after this. Break. Kate and I just finished off a beautiful ceramic teapot in 3.5 minutes and it was beautiful and delicious. You happy with it?
Yeah, absolutely.
What an outcome. Yep. What an outcome. 81 points to the Luxmores. The Isaacs have it at the moment at 227. That's the family who gets to 300 points in this very round could win $10,000. Playing for triple points right now. So, Alex, Cassie, let's play the feud. We surveyed 100 people and the top 7 answers are on the board. Name something that sets. Ooh, stealth. Alex.
Ice?
Ice?
Probably not.
No. Cassie.
Jelly?
Jelly. Does jelly set? Jelly does. Pass or play? Pass, you got it in the play. something that sets...
concrete.
You were dancing concrete.
Dance.
Concrete sets.
Good job.
Fallon.
A cake.
A cake can set.
Yeah.
Good answer. George. What do you reckon? Quick.
I don't have anything.
No. Out of time. First strike. Alex. Well, no need to exhale that heavily at me. Am I annoying you, Emma?
With this question, yeah.
I can't make it too easy. I can't just hand you the cash. You've got to earn it.
I've actually got absolutely no idea.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just going to say alcohol.
Get ready, Luxmores.
I cannot think of anything.
That's strike two. Alan, name something that sets. See if you can beat Alex's answer.
Yeah, let me see, let me see. When you set a clock.
You set a clock. Ooh. Righto, Fallon. We're in the closing stage of this game right now.
Gelatin?
Gelatin, let's take a look. Strike, I'm afraid. Righto. Luxmores. Cassie.
I'll just say sun.
Okay, nice. Ryan.
Icing for the cake.
Marnie.
Plaster cast.
Oh, there are actually three very interesting options, Kate. Or you might have one of your own.
No, I actually think I will go with the smart one and go with the plaster cast.
The plaster cast.
Or plaster.
Plaster. Oh, listen to the audience. Is it good or bad? I don't really know. What do you take from that? Let's just find out. Yes. Ready? Triple point round. Plaster cast. Oh, no! Isaacs are once again our champions. Luxmores, this is what we're looking for. Number seven. Casted. Strong one that was right. Oh dear. Put your hands together for the Luxmores, everybody. Hey, Arnie. Hey, Nana. I enjoy having you guys here. We had a lot of fun.
You had us pottery.
We made pottery together. We've done all sorts
we
of things.
We're winners.
We're not going home with $10,000, but you are going to go home with a gift card for $1,000 from Webjet, which is Australia's largest online travel agency, a great place to compare and book the latest domestic and international travel. So, happy holiday.
Thanks. Yeah, enjoying.
It was beautiful. The Luxmores. Righto, Isaac's chance again. Fast money. Who's doing it? The boys are back. Ooh. Okay, you got one under the bag, so you know how it works. Now you're back that way, and you and I are going to shoot for $10,000. We do it next. It's called Fast Money right here on Family Feud. We want them to win.
Family Feud is on Facebook and Twitter. Plus, you can find us on YouTube and catch all the action on 10Play.
So let's see if the Isaacs can win some cash. Now, if you and Alex get 200 points or more between you, you'll win. How much?
20 grand.
Well, no, 10. Nice try. Cheeky little devil. Alex is now in our soundproof booth, courtesy of Best and Less, and can't hear your answers right now. I'm going to ask you five questions. Going to give you 20 seconds to answer. If you pass, we'll come back at this time. And the clock starts at the end of the first question. You set?
Yes.
20 seconds on the clock, please. Good luck, mate.
Thanks.
Name something a pregnant woman should be careful not to do.
Pick up heavy objects.
Name something you eat when you're on a diet.
Lettuce.
Name a type of tree.
Oak.
Name something you might need to have dry cleaned.
Shirt.
Name an ingredient you would find in trail mix.
Nuts.
Okay.
Pretty comfortable. Pretty good. Let's go.
Reasonably cool, calm and confident there.
Yes, at the moment.
Okay.
See what happens.
Name something a pregnant woman should be careful not to do. You said. Pick up heavy objects. The survey says. Seven. Name something you eat when you're on a diet. You said. Lettuce. Survey says... 13. Name a type of tree, you said. Oak tree. Survey says... Name something you might need to have dry cleaned, you said. Shirt. Survey says... Name an ingredient you would find in trail mix, you said. Nuts. Survey says... Wow!
Welcome back, brother.
Thank you very much.
You need 101 for $10,000, okay?
So pressure's on.
Nice work. That's cool. That's kind of roughly where you need to be. I'm going to ask you the same five questions, but you're the second player, and it's a little harder, so I'll give you an extra 5 seconds. Yep. If you pass on a question, I'll ask it again if there's time. If you repeat an answer that's already there, you'll hear this sound, and I'll ask you to try again. Can we remind everybody of Alan's answers? And 25 seconds on the clock too, please. The time starts from the end of the first question. Good luck, Alex.
Thank you.
Name something a pregnant woman should be careful not to do.
Eat cheese.
Name something you'd eat when you're on a diet.
Protein shake.
Name a type of tree.
Gum tree.
Name something you might need to have dry cleaned.
A dress.
Name an ingredient you'd find in trail mix.
Sunflower seeds.
Okay, hey. Name something a pregnant woman should be careful not to do. You said... Eat cheese. Survey says... 10. Drink alcohol was the top answer. Name something you'd eat when you're on a diet. You said... Protein shake.
Pretty specific.
Survey says... No. If you had said salad, you would have had the top answer. So we need 91 now for $10,000. Name a type of tree. You said... A gum tree. Survey says... 21. Oak tree was our top answer. So we need 70 now. Name something you might need to have dry cleaned. You said... A dress. Survey says... 14. Soup. Soup was our top answer. So we need 56 from this last answer now. Name an ingredient you'd find in trail mix. You said... Sunflower seeds. You reckon there's 56 or more in this?
I don't think so. I'm thinking more like between 10 and 12.
And is that enough for then $10,000?
No, but...
So let's hope a bit more, shall we?
All right, let's hope for 56.
OK, survey says... $10,000 tomorrow night, but stick around, the project's coming up right now on 10, and join us as we all come back to play Family Feud next time. I'm Grant Denyer. Good night, Australia.